Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 23, 1806. On their way. Today, the Corps of Discovery leave Fort Clatsop, their winter quarters on the Pacific coast, and begin their long journey back to the United States. They mostly retrace their steps from Point Adams to St. Louis. After crossing the Bitterroots, the Corps will divide into two groups, with Lewis exploring the Marias River to the north, and Clark exploring the Yellowstone River to the south, then joining up at the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers for the last leg of the return journey to St. Louis. Captain Lewis writes about the departure today.
Half after 9 a.m., Coulter arrived having killed one elk, but so distant that we could not send for the meat and get around Point William today. We therefore preferred setting out and depending on Druyer and the hunters we have sent forward for meat. The wind is pretty high, but it seems to be the common opinion that we can pass Point William. We accordingly distributed the baggage and directed the canoes to be launched and loaded for our departure. At 1 p.m., we bid a final adieu to Fort Clatsop. We had proceeded more than a mile before we met Deshelawalt and a party of 20 Chinooks, men and women. This chief, learning that we were in want of a canoe some days past, had brought us one for sale, but being already supplied, we did not purchase it. At 3:15, we had passed Meriwether's Bay and commenced coasting the difficult shore. At 5:15, we doubled Point William, and at 7 arrived in the mouth of a small creek where we found our hunters. They had killed two elk. It was too late to send after it this evening. We therefore encamped on the starboard side of the creek. The wind was not very hard. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 23, 1806.
The creek they camped on is now known as the John Day River. They camped just below the mouth of this stream and east of the place they camped the previous November. Meriwether's Bay is now Young's Bay. William's Point is now Tongue Point. Meriwether's Point is now presumably Smith's Point, the present location of Astoria. All of these locations are in Clatsop County, Oregon. Tomorrow, giving away the fort.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.